702, The World View with Adam Gilchrist.
A very good morning to you, Adam. We start with news of lockdowns upon lockdowns upon lockdowns, seemingly all across Europe, or at the moment in France and Poland.
Yeah, very much back to square one, really. France and Poland have seen partial lockdowns. So it depends where you live in those two countries. In Paris, for instance, absolutely, there's a lockdown now in place. Again, though, with schools open and exercise allowed. So it's one of those. But 21 million people are affected by this. And it just shows, it's a sign that the wretched virus is on the increase again in many countries across Europe. France and Poland have been perhaps quickest to react. Germany is also eyeing up new restrictions, or as Chancellor Angela Merkel put it, an emergency break. Meanwhile, in America, where they have some restrictions, some social restrictions, but no actual lockdowns anymore, it's kind of, again, back to square one. Remember where we were with the spring break? A year ago, we were talking about how students were piling into Miami and Fort Lauderdale and other sunny parts of America for their traditional student week or two off. They're doing it again. Thousands have descended. In particular, Miami has now declared a state of emergency. 1,000 people have been arrested, almost entirely young adults. There may be that slight feeling amongst young adults that they're immune, but of course they're not immune from passing it on. America has very much got the same problem of exactly a year ago.
They do indeed. Staying in America, the President, Joe Biden, sadly needing yet again to make an important speech to speak against race and hatred.
It was an interesting speech, a strong speech as well. Just a little bit of JFK about it, I thought. Anyway, President Joe Biden urging Americans, as he put it, to speak up against hate, warning that silence is complicity in the face of racist acts. And in particular, this wasn't necessarily a George Floyd reaction. This was more about the attack in Atlanta last week, as we were talking about, where eight people were killed, six of them women of Asian ethnicity. Now, police haven't actually said that attack in Georgia was racially motivated, but there are certainly people noticing a spike in anti-Asian violence, anti-Asian crimes of all sorts. I can't think that Donald Trump's constant China comments helped particularly with that, but President Biden is a very different animal. So two of his quotes put together here in one. In Joe Biden's words, racist hate crimes are an ugly poison that has long haunted and plagued our nation. We have to change our hearts. It has to stop. He's appealing there for people to just be a bit more sensitive and a bit calmer and just, you know, take a backward step. Will they, is the question, though.
And it's an important question indeed. It's an ugly poison, without a doubt. Now, there was a drug bust in France, but the drug turned out to be less than harmful.
Yes. This week in Paris, they announced a raid, a drugs raid, and they said they'd rather large haul. And you could argue it was a fruitful investigation, but not as expected, because the haul that they netted turned out to be ground boiled sweets. To be exact, crushed Tagada strawberry made by Haribo, one of the most popular French bonbons. What is not clear is why someone ground up a huge sack full of sweets into powder, and indeed why there was then a tip-off about it being drugs to the police. Maybe there was a diverting of attention or something like that. But I love the idea of, you know, like film-like, where some hard-boiled detective did that thing they do in movie thrillers where they rub the stuff across their teeth to tell what kind of drug it is. Yeah, that's it. It's Haribo Fraise. Absolutely. Although I do remember doing something similar with butterscotch instant whip. Anyone ever had powdered butterscotch instant whip? Oh, it's better than Class A drugs, I tell you.
I can't imagine. Thank you very much, Adam. Adam is back with the Tuesday edition of The Worldview tomorrow with Bongani Bingwa.